Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place.
Let's replace vacant mind apps with apps that will tune you in and turn you on to this good day. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, about to leave on the Trump train. Everybody ready? Let's grab onto.
No, I'm there, baby.
You're on the Trump train. I'm not sure whether I'm on it. I've been on it and off it. Sort of starts and stops for me. Yeah. Paul Ryan says he's taking a one-way ticket to get on the Trump train and go through Georgia and Mississippi and Alabama and all around the country to candidate to proclaim his support of the candidacy of Donald Trump. So he's changed his mind. He's gone over there. You see this stuff now happening everywhere. It's not a, I don't know that it's a big deal. It's going to happen. They're going to get on. The only people who aren't going to get on board are the losers anyway. I mean, all this stuff.
So glad you said that, because I say that too.
Well, I mean, look at the Bill Kristol hasn't been relevant for 15 years. So now the Weekly Standard, whoever reads that anymore?
Nobody
honestly,
reads that.
I've never even
heard
of that.
The Weekly Unstandard is
the
guy what they should call it.
Is so lost in his own self-importance, he doesn't have the dignity to know that he's irrelevant and should get the hell out of the way. He's going to try to find some.
He suggested a guy who seems like a very nice man.
Yeah, but nobody knows who he is. Of course not.
His name is David French. And I mean, I had heard of him just, he's written some articles and stuff. His wife has written some conservative books, like with Sarah Palin and some others. But really, you think that recognition is better than Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? I mean,
come on. A David French in some old TV show. Didn't we have some audio from an old TV show? I don't know. Kara, when you were out there, oh, that's what it was. Richie found some audio from some old TV show. Do you remember, Victoria, what it was? I know he was quite pleased with himself that he found this audio. He remembered from, like, the Partridge Family or somebody. There's some character.
Victoria, what's that one audio from that one TV show from that one year?
One time? Could you find it?
Thanks very much for your cooperation, Kara. That's good. All right.
This is the Paul Ryan story, though, is good. I mean, you knew it was going to happen. They met a couple of weeks ago. Ryan said, well, I'll decide if I'm going to, you know, go into that camp or not. The idea is if you are a Republican and you want to see a Republican win in November,
you have
a couple of choices. You can either vote for the Democratic nominee, which is probably going to be Hillary Clinton, or you can vote for Donald Trump. You know, you can, hey, if you want to vote for Gary Johnson on the Libertarian side, everybody gets a vote. But it's time, if you're a Republican, there's no other candidate, there's no other savior, there's no other person. Go with the will of the American people, suck it up, and join the Trump train.
I might vote for Weld and the other guy.
I'm sorry, who?
Yeah. It's okay. All right, there's news from Los Angeles today.
They lost me, Dougie, before you go to news from L.A.?
Yeah.
The libertarians, I always say, they don't have such a bad idea until I saw the naked guy dance across stage earlier in the week.
At the Libertarian Convention. I didn't say they're all sane. I just said they have a lot of the same theories and philosophies, but they will be in this household. There'll be a lot of pressure on me to vote for Trump. I know that because the other side is all there, just like you are.
I love her.
I know you do. Okay. So let's see what's going on in the City of Angels. Apparently, City Fathers unveiled a new plan to turn rundown motels and hospitals in need of repair to apartments for the homeless. Have they checked with the homeless to see if they want to live in these places? Developer is going to purchase.
It's the good question. Yeah, that's the one of the day.
Turn them into efficiency apartments. Vets will use vouchers from the Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, the number of people that are homeless, there was a report out on Monday or Tuesday about the number of people over the age of 50, men especially, who are homeless, and many of them are vets. And I find that to be unacceptable because we owe the vets more than we are giving to them. So the Veterans Affairs people are going to give these vouchers to veterans. They're good for 15 years. This will enable landlords to make a profit. So you and I are going to pay for places for these people. You know what? I'm thinking I don't like this idea. What about a job? Hello? So they can have some dignity. Why give them, unless they're mentally incompetent, some of them are, some of them aren't. The ones who aren't capable or competent, yep, you give them a place to live, and that's swell.
But you have to start with shelter. I mean, who wants to go to a job every day when you can't shower and you don't have clothes to wear to get to your job?
That is a point, but that's not my point. My point here is that we ought to be doing both. If you're
hand
going
up,
to spend
not a handout.
Yes,
right?
Thank you.
Well,
yeah.
I think that's the point of this, though, is to get the vets off the street,
the
and then they have counseling. Well, then they have counseling involved, and then I think that's part of the plan.
Okay,
so
don't
just
live
there for 15 years. This
go
won't
ahead,
just
Jen.
Be for vets, though. I mean, this will be for everybody, and this is good. I mean, I actually don't have a problem with turning these seedy places that are run down and out of business anyway to do something
places.
Good with them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would do some stipulations. I mean, everybody that wants to see these programs is for more government overreach anyway into our lives. So let's add some more rules. You take a room here, then we give you a job, or maybe you get the room for 30 or 60 days and we help you find a job, or maybe there's some stipulation where there's work involved, because I think you're right, Doug, you can't just keep handing people stuff.
And plus the fact you have no self-esteem.
No one values it when you do that.
If you get this stuff, you're not going to build up your self-esteem, which is in confidence, which you need in order to basically live a good, happy, healthy life. So sort of the two go together. I think we're all on the same page with regard to that. But it is good. Man, if you drive out of the city in any direction, but mostly if you drive to South Central or if you go out any number of streets as you're heading west out of the city proper and head toward the beach, there are some really horrible seedy areas in Los Angeles. My God, there's some
getting really,
places.
Really bad. I don't know why the homeless population has just blown up.
They've all come to Santa Monica.
that's true. That my neighborhood didn't get the memo, because I've got a ton of them here downtown LA. I mean, this has become a real problem in Southern California, and I think you've got to start solving the cultural reason that people are on the street. Is it addiction? Is it mental illness? Is it displaced veterans? I mean, what is it? Because we need to start fixing cultural problems more than just handing out stuff.
Right.
It's got to go.
That's
it's
got to
be both.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty much everybody, no matter what's their persuasion, agrees with that. All right. Quarter past the hour. This is a good day. Hello.
America.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to know if your child has lost interest in a project? It's actually pretty easy and one that most parents forget. Here's the developmental science of it.
Come on, come on. We got to go now. Come on, pull the car around. Come on, let's go.
In this day-to-day, got to get the kid to soccer, dance, piano lessons, math tutoring, softball practice, many parents get so caught up in the routine, they forget to notice if the child is enjoying the activity. How do you know if a child has lost interest in a project, learning activity, or athletic skill? He or she stops talking about it. When they love something, you can't shut them up. When they hate something, you can't pry it out of them.
You gotta be ready to listen to your children, even if they have nothing to say.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Actions speak louder than words. If a child's actions and words don't match, that's a problem worth fixing. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Mayo Clinic is reporting some 10% of Americans will get ulcers at some time. Peptic ulcers are marked by open sores on the inner lining of the stomach or small intestine, even the esophagus. If anyone's ever had these, they're brutally painful and the medicines have horrible side effects and cause endless discomfort. But believe it or not, we can now thank some scientists in Saudi Arabia who say they found a natural and safe alternative ulcer treatment, which we here in America call arugula and throw in our salads without a second thought. The World Journal of Gastroenterology confirms the research by showing that albino rats with ulcers had huge reductions in stomach acid. And get this, the same rats pre-treated with arugula extract were protected from ulcers despite exposure to a host of toxins and stresses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Weekend. 17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. So this friend from childhood of the terrorist in San Bernardino, got to be something you
Enrique
talked about on
Marquez.
Your local program yesterday, got two modified assault-style weapons that were used. He bought them, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, he was the one that actually purchased the gun for the San Bernardino shooters, for Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik, his wife. And this was the guy who lived next door to Saeed Farouk, who they had come up, they had plotted several terrorist attacks. One of them included standing up on a freeway overpass and shooting down at people in traffic. I mean, they had a couple of ideas cooked up that they were never able to carry out, but he was the guy that went and bought the weapons that were used in the attack. And word came out that he had ties to a group of Californians who were trying to go to Afghanistan to get training from Al-Qaeda back in 2012. That was the big news that came out about him. And no word if he was trying to go there or if he was just connected to these guys.
What is there about this lifestyle that's better than living in San Bernardino? San Bernardino is a nice place. What the hell would you go over and want to shoot him up? What is it?
You know,
stuff?
What a lot of people aren't talking about, because I guess it's not politically correct, but these guys, Saeed Farouk got him involved with this mosque that's in the area, and there's a lot of extremist practices in this mosque.
There's certain places, not all of them, but a lot of the mosques.
Not all of them.
It's like the churches here in Framingham that are covers for the Brazilians who come up here. They don't go to church. They go there and teach the people who come from Brazil how to use the system. That's what they do when they go to church. And the mosques, the same thing. Not all of them, but too many of them have the same
MO. This particular
one,
in the Inland Empire of California, has had stories like this before. These guys were attached to it. But that story is that he was connected to this group. Three of them got convicted. They call them the California Afghanis or something like that. And he was connected to these guys that got convicted.
I repeat my question. Name of God would prompt you to leave California and want to live in Afghanistan?
Doug, I do not know. And you know what?
You guys can
all agree with this. The women that do this, I mean, maybe the men, okay, they want some glory. But the women that go and join ISIS or Al-Qaeda, it's like, are you kidding? You're going to,
I came up with one reason. They don't have traffic. It's not gridlocked. The main highway in Afghanistan is not gridlocked like the 405. That's a reasoning.
Maybe.
Other than that, forget it.
Go live in the desert in California.
After the hour.